Alexis, Alexis, Wood, Wood, 929.92, 6625. 32-year-old young lady comes in today with sore throat, nausea. Kids have been sick. Husband has not. She doesn't work. She lives at home. She works. She stays at home. Taking care of her three children. She's been pregnant 4 times, period. In the paragraph, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's had similar episode in the past month or two. She had just had blood work done. Her CBC and chemistry were within normal limits, period. Did not have a mono spot done. Allergy, penicillin. COVID immunization, none. Medication, Wellbutrin, 300 XR once a day. Medical problems, anxiety, depression, ADHD, controlled with Wellbutrin. Not suicidal, no suicidal thoughts or ideation. Family history, non-contributory. Surgery, C-section, appendectomy, tonsils. Last period, 6-4-2025. Pregnancy times 4, 3 living children. Smoking, drinking, and drug use is not an issue at this time. She weighs 122 pounds, 98, 100, 20, 101, 88 over 54. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, has copious lymphadenopathy in the neck, cobblestoning noted in the posterior pharynx. Number 1, pharyngitis. Number 2, cobblestoning. Number 3, vertigo. Number 4, nausea. Number 5, we looked at her neck. There was copious amount of lymphadenopathy present. We looked at her abdomen because of nausea. She does have 1.25 gallstone. We also looked at her liver, spleen. They were all within normal limits. And regarding her vertigo, we looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was completely patent. No issues or problems reported. Z-Pak was given. Medrol dose pack was given. We didn't give her injection because she had an injection not too long ago. Next number to come back next week. If not better, we'll repeat the blood work and get her on the spot. Thank you.